All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable on All Business Media FM. I'm Rob Wetham. Joining me from Old Saybrook, Connecticut is Lisa Hyatt. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Lisa's a certified nutrition specialist and food and mood expert. It's Lisa Hyatt Nutrition. Go to www.lisahyatthealth.com. LisaHyattHealth.com. So, Lisa, just start off by giving us a quick description of what you do.
Sure. Yeah. So, what my practice does is I offer nutrition counseling and lifestyle change support for physical as well as mental health conditions. And I work with adults and children and teenagers. And I also provide meal planning, recipes, nutrition supplements, as well as food allergy and other specialized testing. So the nutrition that I do is a little bit different. It's more functional medicine nutrition based, which means I'm really looking at the root cause of disease, kind of looking at the whole person versus just an isolated set of symptoms. So I really work with people to empower them to really take an active role in their own health.
All right, very good. So tell me more about your background and why this is the career path you chose.
Well, interestingly enough, I never really thought I'd be doing anything involved with science or nutrition. When I first went to college, I really was interested in becoming a therapist. I was really interested in psychology. Then I really started to really kind of look more into nutrition. And in 2010, I became a health coach, and that's when I started my business doing that. And I really developed a passion. I loved working with people to improve their health. Then I decided to get my master's degree in nutrition. And pretty much immediately after I graduated 2 years ago, I opened my own practice. And so I've been working with people to help lose weight, increase energy, do things like improve cholesterol, help with digestion. I've been able to help people with more serious things like fibromyalgia and using foods to kind of help reduce pain. But what I really have found my niche and what my passion is really for is using nutrition as an integrative treatment for anxiety, mood, and behavior disorders, which is where the food and mood expert of my title comes in. I think we're kind of seeing as a society that just medication alone is not really addressing the root cause of anxiety and mood disorders. So whether people want to use medication and in combination with nutrition or if people are looking for an alternative therapy, nutrition is really a good way to go.
All right. Makes sense to me. Absolutely. So, you know, what are some of the most common mistakes that people are making in their diets?
I think one of the absolute most biggest mistakes that we're making as a society is that, you know, everybody kind of wants this quick fix. You know, everyone's in a hurry. We're really busy and we're not really taking the time to prepare our meals again. Like we used to as much. So we're relying more on processed foods and fast foods and foods that really don't have those, you know, they're not rich in the nutrients that we really need. Because, you know, we have these biochemical pathways running 24/7 in our bodies, and we don't realize that they really rely on nutrients and vitamins and minerals to really keep running. And, you know, sometimes we're running on empty, so we're kind of overfed, but, you know, undernourished.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, so, that's a great point. So, you know, what are some of the ways that people can improve their diets, you know, without making a complete overhaul? Now, obviously, you would have to sit down with somebody and speak with them and see, you know, what their diet consists of. But, you know, just give some advice on some small tweaks people can make.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the basic things that people can do is just decide that you're going to go grocery shopping and you're going to, you know, plan meals a little bit. Planning meals is huge. You know, buying more whole foods, you know, fruits and vegetables, getting enough protein in your diet, you know, kind of going back to some of the basics. It doesn't have to be overly complicated. A lot of times it's even taking the time to eat. A lot of times, like I said, I work with people that have more mood disorders and, you know, one of the number one things people are doing are skipping meals or just having coffee in the morning. And then you're pretty much running on empty. So again, going back to some of how this is affecting our moods is if we don't have enough protein, for example, we need protein as the building blocks of amino acids and neurotransmitters in the brain. So, you know, our brains are running on empty as well. So just eating and making smart choices.
Okay, fair enough. So, you know, in terms of your personal business, you know, what are some of the goals that you have that you want to eventually accomplish at some point?
So what really inspired me to pursue this profession from the beginning was that when I was 17, I ended up with severe anxiety and panic disorder and developed other health problems. And I never really wanted to take medication. And as I got older, I really wanted to get to the root cause of why I was feeling the way I was. So that really had led me into researching more about nutrition and natural health, which is where I found the answers I was really looking for to start feeling better. So one of the things that I've really started to do is now get out there and start teaching workshops on the importance of understanding this connection. We've kind of started hearing a little bit more about gut bacteria balance and, you know, the gut-brain connection. And so I really want to educate people about that, you know, that we have this good and bad bacteria in our system, in our gut, and that actually influences our brain function as well. So, in fact, 95% of the serotonin receptors we have are actually found in our gut, which is interesting. A lot of people don't know that, but that kind of, you know, makes it click in people's brain that, wow, what I'm eating can really affect my brain function. So, recently I presented this topic at the second annual Healing and Recovery Through Integrative Medicine Conference for the State of Connecticut and Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services. And I'm going to be presenting it locally as well. So I really just see myself, you know, continuing to get out there to kind of just put this message out there. And I really continue to grow my practice and help people in these areas.
Okay. All right. Very good. So what are some of the best ways for people to get in contact with you or to follow you if they would like more information?
You can find me on Instagram or Facebook under Lisa Hyatt Nutrition. You can find me at, email me at lisa@lisahyatthealth.com.
All right, perfect. Those are three great ways to find Lisa Hyatt. Thank you very much for coming on the program today. It was a pleasure to speak with you. And, you know, best of luck to you moving forward.
Thank you so much.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media FM. I'm Rob Wetham. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be right back.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.